listener exclusive.
Hey, it's Matty Ray, and welcome back to the Riverina MIA's 963 Triple M Brekkie Show podcast. Here is where you find some of the least worst bits of the show that you may have missed. On Monday mornings, we catch up with Griffith Mayor Doug Curran, and we covered a lot of ground with Doug this morning, including the news that council, together with Leeton, Narandra and the Murrumbidgee Shire councils, have formed the Western Riverina Consortium to develop a drought resilience plan following the awarding of a $560,000 future drought fund grant from the state government. But first, we touch on the success of Punjabi Mela on the weekend and just how vibrant and packed Kuyu Street was as a result. Perhaps Kuyu Street, though, was a little too packed.
I think that's one of the learnings that the organisers have taken from. That's actually outgrown that space. But yeah, just a beautiful event. So much colour. Hundreds of people there. I'd like to say more than that, but I don't have an official figure. But just really vibrant. There was a lot of people, a lot of food, and just really good people down there trying to raise money for a sensational cause that affects so many of us in the community now.
What did you end up eating?
No, I didn't eat there. I actually had to go to a dinner afterwards, a Greek-themed dinner. So it was a little bit different, but... No, Punjabi Mela, just a sensational night. Well done to Tony Sandlin and Nick Chian. Just great people that are doing some really, really good things in our community. These aren't just people that go out there and enjoy event. They organise it. I don't know how many times I spoke to Tony in the lead up, but Susan Lee to be there and help open it. And then we handed out some Best Dress Awards. So just a great night. Really, really good night. Brought a lot of people together.
And it was good to get our local member for Farah, Susan Lee, over as well. Susan Lee, the Deputy Leader of the Opposition and our Federal MP. And well done to Nick Chahan and all the organisers. Hopefully we catch up with Nick after 8:30 this morning, or we'll get some information from him about exactly how it all went down. Probably a while until we know the exact figures that we'll raise for Wellways. Yep. One last thing to touch on from last week, of course, the YAG, the Youth Advisory Group, and their Sounds of Autumn, the music festival organised. Wasn't that great?
Oh, just sensational. Just so good to see so many young people out and about. Ellie Andreazza and the whole GAG team have done a great job. There was five $100 vouchers given out. We're obviously doing our community strategic plan, so we wanted to get input from 12 to 24-year-olds who were obviously underrepresented on council. It was great to have so many people down there. The music was sensational. Plenty of food, lots of arts and crafts activities, and well done to Ellie, the YAG team, and also the governance team from council, who offer a lot of support to that group as well.
It is great to have that YAG team, but can I be as bold as to ask when it comes to the councillors now on Griffith City Council, who is the youngest, or how old is the youngest?
Oh, good question. I would hazard a guess. So what am I? I'm 49. I think I'd be in the bottom cohort. I think maybe one or two younger than me. But I got elected when I was 33, and I'd love to see some younger people coming out. We've obviously got the election coming up in September. We had an information night last week. We've got another one on the 1st of May, so we want to get people along to those. A lot of people are telling me that they're thinking of running for council. The best way to do that is to come along to a council meeting, watch them online, or learn a little bit about it from one of these candidate information sessions.
And just for our friends in Leeton, there is a Leeton Shire Council meeting happening this Wednesday as well, if you want to see how they go. And we want to obviously acknowledge those that are in Leeton, Narandra, or maybe at Carathool that are listening right now and thinking about running for council as well this September. Now, we're going to shift gears now because we heard and learned last week, as reported in the area news, that Griffith City Council, together with your counterparts in the Leeton, Murrumbidgee and Narandra Shires, were awarded a state and federal government fund, $560,000. This is to deliver a regional drought resilience plan through the Future Drought Fund, and the councils have formed the Western Riverina Consortium. So, Doug, how do you feel about the opportunity to work with your counterparts in the other shires to deliver a drought resilience plan?
It's really important, collaboration between councils, whether it be these four councils or our joint organisations, our country mayor organisations. It's really important. There's a lot more power in numbers than there is in individual councils. So it's great. There's some really proactive councils in Narandra, Leeton and Murrumbidgee as well. Some great mayors, GMs and staff and councillors. So it's a great opportunity for us to put our resilience to the test and figure out what we can do. I think the funny part here, when I was asked about this previously, what could we do to be more drought resilient? We could, let's channel water and put it out there and grow food. And now we've got the federal government saying, well, even though you've put all of that infrastructure in place, we're going to take the water away from you. Like, I'm confused. What is drought resilience without water to grow food. And we know it's a huge task to continue to supply food for a growing nation and for a growing world. So we need to get better at this and figure out what we can do better.
Yeah, and you did tell the Area News as well that you were sceptical that any plans would result in perhaps a reversal of these water buybacks that the federal government is pursuing right now. Tell me about how, so this formation of the Western Riverina Consortium, so now that the fund's been awarded and we formulate a plan, like what's the time frame between now and when a plan may be formed and when it might be presented, and like how often are you guys going to be meeting to deliver this? Together?
Yeah, great question. We do catch up fairly regularly, but I would imagine, like a lot of these plans, it will be done through a consultant. Consultant will come out and get all the information about those four councils. And when I say that about the councils, it's not about the council itself. It's about the farming interests in there. What agriculture is growing out there? What can we do to be less reliant upon water?
Yeah.
But in saying that, we shouldn't be less reliant upon water if we can use water smartly. And I think we've been able to prove as a region that we can do that. We should be trying to free that up and trying to grow more food to feed the country. But I really look forward to the outcome of this. I think it'll be a couple of months that we'll get a draft report out there, get some feedback from our communities, from our large agricultural entities, and then do a final report within by the end of the calendar year, I would imagine.
Yep. You're now calling for tenders as well from organisations to research the data and help in producing the plan as well.
That's exactly right, yeah. A lot of this is outside of our specialty, so we do get people in that know what they're doing with these type of reports, because the report can form recommendations that go to state and federal government, so we want to make sure it's a very comprehensive report that achieves the outcome that we want for our communities.
Yeah, that's right. Well, Doug, great as always catching up with you. We love getting you in on a Monday morning. Second week of school holidays. What's it looking like for you?
Yeah, no, same for me. My kids are a little bit older, so school holidays don't affect me. But I would like to put a shout out to our good friend Matty Collins. Ever since he's left, the Bulldogs have been going better and better. So it's a shame to see him go, but if it means that my footy team improves, I'm happy about it.
So you're a Bulldogs fan as well.
I am a Bulldog, yeah. So it was a good win on the weekend, and hopefully it's the start of things to come.
Who was it up against?
We beat Newcastle 36-12, and we should get the win this weekend coming against some bye. So,
there you go.
Yeah.
That was not a tip I would have picked. I think I had the Knights in that one.
Oh, bugger. No, well, you now know that you need to support the Dogs a little bit more.
I guess I do. I know that I'm yet to pick an NRL team, but I am a Dockers fan in the AFL, and that proved to be a torturous time for me last week.
Yes.
Yeah, but we won't talk about that. We won't give any more oxygen to it. Let's just move right along.
Good man.
Yeah, good meeting up with you as always, Doug, and we'll catch up with you again next Monday.
No worries, Matty. Have a great week.
A listener exclusive.